Every morning I get up at 6:45 to catch my bus. I'm always the first person to be picked up in the mornings, and usually I am really sleepy. Every morning at 7:10 the bus stops in front of my house and I get on. But one morning, I stood outside waiting for my bus to come. I saw it stop at the stop sign. Then, it turned in the opposite direction, away from me. I started waving my hands, trying to catch the bus driver's attention, but it didn't work. I watched it drive farther and farther away until it disappeared. That afternoon, I talked to the bus driver, and he promised to turn the right way next time. So, the next morning, I waited outside for the bus again. I waited, and waited, and waited. My mom came back from dropping my brother off, and she waited with me. Finally, we saw the bus at the stop sign. I got my things ready to go on the bus. But just as I got everything, I looked up and saw it turn the other way again. We waved and jumped, but it was no use. It didn't turn around. The next morning, I didn't ride the bus because I had a meeting at school. My mom didn't know that. She came back from dropping my brother off and saw my bus stopping at the stop sign again. She decided that the bus would pick me up no matter what. So she parked the car in front of the bus so it couldn't move. Then she told the bus driver that they were going the wrong way and told them, "Go this way." The bus driver asked her if there was anyone waiting in front of our house, and she said yes. But she didn't remember that I wasn't riding. So when the bus driver went back and didn't see me, she was really embarrassed. But she went through a lot of trouble just so I could get on the bus. God is like that too. He goes through a lot of trouble just to try to get our attention. There are so many times that we turn away from Him and try to go our own way. We are distracted by things that are only going to last in this world. But if we had all the things that life could offer, but we didn't have God, then we would never be happy. God knows this, so He tries everything to get our attention. He may give us little, quiet reminders, or He might do something big, like my mom did to get the bus driver's attention. God wants us to focus only on Him. Only God can make you truly happy. Grades may make you happy for a little while. A good job may give you the money you need to live well. Friends may keep you company for a while. But all these things will not keep you happy. Only God can give you that. And, like my mom, He tries desperately to get your attention so you can have it.
My friend Nicole. Hello, my name is Mimi. I'm 11 years old. I'm younger than Priscilla, and I'm in fifth grade. This is my first story. I'm a friend of Priscilla's, and I'm planning to start working with her. This is where that will start. I'm broadcasting this all the way from Houston, Texas, in the United States of America. Up to now, Priscilla has been telling all of the stories you listen to. Well, here's my side of our stories. I've added this one to one of Priscilla's old programs recently. Enjoy the program, and God bless you. I've got a friend named Nicole. He's really, I mean really nice. He's African American. Well, I've heard that some Chinese people, for some reason, have a grudge against African American people. Believe it or not, Nicole and I have a lot in common. I'm not only telling this true story to tell you about God, but also that African Americans are equal and should be treated equal to everyone else. Well, anyway, Nicole and I met in third grade, but never became friends until fourth grade. For 1 year, a good friendship was wasted. Soon after we became friends, I began thinking, wow, she's a really great friend. Why didn't I befriend her earlier? Nicole has really good talking skills. She can get her message across really well. For instance, her no means no, and her yes means yes. She always manages to stop an argument because of her way of looking people in the eye when she says something, which is very useful. Also, she's extremely athletic and hilarious. She teams up with my other friend, Christina, at lunchtime to play pranks on me. It gets me annoyed, but I'm glad to see them getting along after the peacemaking tries I've made. Christina and I met in K-4 and became friends in K-4. Nicole and Christina used to argue, but I kept things from going too far, and now they almost never do it anymore. Best of all, Nicole uses all three of these abilities, being athletic, being really funny, and her talking skills as my friend to play with me. That would include sticking up for me in an argument. Think of it this way. After I befriended Nicole, I had the same reaction that you might have after you become a child of God. You'll be so happy that you will also think to yourself, why didn't I do this earlier? Jesus is someone who loves you so much that he died on the cross for you and is willing to protect and help you throughout your life.